Time now for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. Comedian and author Al Franken just returned from his fourth USO tour of Iraq and Afghanistan. In an op-ed that appeared in Sunday's Minneapolis Star Tribune, he wrote about media coverage of the American presence in the war-torn region and the conundrum of finding and reporting, quote, good news in Iraq. As always, we'd like to hear from you. What is relevant in reporting from Iraq? What do you think the media should focus on? Is it their job to report good news, or should they focus on the big picture? Our number is 800-989-TALK. That's 800-989-8255, and you can send us an email at talk at npr.org. That's it, talk@npr.org. Got it. Al Franken joins us by phone from New York. Welcome and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So you write in this column that many troops are frustrated with the way that the media is covering the war. Certainly the administration has at times been extremely frustrated about the good things that are going underreported. What about that?
Well, I think there's a big difference between the administration being frustrated and the troops being frustrated. And that's sort of what the story is about, or this op-ed is about, because you know, what I do these USO tours, and I talk to, you know, we do a show, and I tell some jokes, and but a lot of what I do is just sit in the dining halls and talk to these guys. And there is a sense of frustration that they have that the good things that they do don't get reported, and I think it's legitimate. On the other hand, you hear from like Laura Bush, you know, few days, I think, before I went there, complained that not enough good stories are reported, and I really bridle at that because the press's job is really to report the big picture and the small picture, but as it relates to the big picture. So you'll hear sometimes from right wing people saying, "Oh, you know, these guys, these soldiers and Marines, they go visit schools and give them school supplies and paint the schools, and you don't hear about that." And part of the reason you don't hear about that is the macro picture, which is, or part of the macro picture, which is that the principals at the school beg reporters not to write about it, because if it's written about, the school becomes a target. So there is a sort of I make the distinction between micro stories and macro stories. I point to three stories that I sort of encountered when I was there. I was at the hospital in the Green Zone, where they treat, you know, American troops, and they also treat Iraqis who have been hurt in violence that either involves American troops or where they're brought there because of collateral kind of things or other violence. And, you know, a great thing, treating an Iraqi 12-year-old.
Yeah.
You know? But the reason he was in there is that there was just this spasm of sectarian violence, this uptick in sectarian violence.
Right.
So while obviously our medical people are doing unbelievable stuff that deserves to be reported on and is reported on, that's another thing, is that some of these things are definitely reported on. Another was a sewage system, a fairly primitive one that's being rebuilt in Ramadi by these troops. But that's the good story. The bad story is that I talked to, you know, one of the infantrymen who works out of a forward commanding combat operating base, which is like a house, basically, with like 20 troops there, and he's lost a lot of friends. And he's scared, and he's depressed, and he wants to get out of there. But they've helped rebuild this sewage system in this area of Ramadi, which is just again out of control. But isn't there some other good stories there that are being reported that some clergy there are cooperating? But that is a bigger story. And another point I didn't make in the piece, but should. Would like to make is that without these good stories, another story I was reported on was a JAG officer who is helping, working with Iraqi judges to try to implement, you know, a judicial system, a provincial judicial system in the province he was in. He believes that we never should have invaded Iraq, this guy, but he thinks if we left precipitously, the place would just explode in sectarian violence. Mm. So there's all kinds of, there's the micro good story, and there's sort of the macro awful story.
Yeah.
And this administration has, but one of the things I was going to say is that if we weren't doing these good things, which, by the way, we've done throughout a lot of these kinds of things throughout the whole history of the war, as the whole situation has deteriorated. So to report the good things or the feel good stories or the good news stories, there's a frustration from these troops who are waking up every day doing the best they can. They're absolutely dedicated. They're courageous. They're the ones bearing the sacrifice, and they don't see these stories reported. But on the other hand,
well, hang on. We're talking with Al Franken about the op-ed piece that he wrote in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. where was I? I was just saying that the press got it from this administration, you know, that there was no doubt there were weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, yeah.
They got that we're sending enough troops, that we've always sent as many troops as the commander.
So in other words, you're arguing that they've gotten as much good press in the past as they could have hoped for, and now that the situation has taken a turn for the worse, they've got to expect that the bad is going to catch up with them.
Well, that they're not credible.
That they're not credible. Oh, I see what you're saying.
They're
okay.
Absolutely not credible.
I see.
And then for them to complain, and my basic feeling at the end of the piece is that if the president, and this is through his wife, I guess, is going to complain about the lack of good news stories, it's really him. He needs to take responsibility for all the amazing amount of bungling that's been going on throughout the course of this war. Invading in the first place on a false pretense,
right.
I believe.
Well, here's the question that occurred to me as I was reading your op-ed piece, and that is, this whole notion of balance, and you mentioned that there's hundreds of thousands of good stories, and certainly there are bad stories as well, and you sort of get the feeling like, yes, the bad stories are probably the proximal ones, but the media have a tendency to go after the bad stories.
Well, I think they need to go after the stories that speak to the American people's desire to either get out with the least damage and least harm to our troops and to our position internationally and to the Iraqi people.
Okay, well, we have time for one quick call. Let's go to Mike in St. Louis, Missouri. Mike, welcome to the program. Are you there?
Thanks to your guest. I heard your posit, and I think that we need to have the information that helps us make the decision. And too many stories about individual soldiers and the kind of stories that tend to make headlines. Takes us away from the decision we have to make, should we be at war and should we not? So we need the larger picture, I think. And I wonder what your guests might think about
okay.
that.
Okay, Mike, thanks for that call. Al Franken, we only have about a minute to go.
Okay, well, that's sort of what I'm saying with the piece, is that the troops are focused on what they're doing that day and on their mission that day, and they're serving admirably, and they have an understandable frustration that doesn't get reported. But what the press really does need to report is what impacts the story of are we going to get out, and how and what is the progress of the war, and because this administration has really throughout the history of the war oversold our successes and undersold our failures, and we find ourselves in a no-win situation.
Al?
They have to report the tough stuff.
We have to wrap it up. Thanks very much for joining us. That's
Thank
Al
you.
Franken. He joined us from New York. His op-ed piece appeared in yesterday's Minneapolis Tribune. You can find a link at the Talk of the Nation page at npr.org. And remember, all our recent opinion pages are available for download as podcasts. Just stop by npr.org/talk for more information. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Joe Palca in Washington.